Last week, on a Friday afternoon, exactly a week ago, police officers were alerted to a hijacking of a transport vehicle for a school and a realization that a little boy actually happened to be in the car. This is not the first time we've seen this happen. You'll recall, I think earlier this year or late last year, a young baby that was stolen in his mother's car, in the car seat during a hijacking, and was on the line, I think was found while on the line with Lester Kivett, with a huge hunt, you know, on the go by wonderful Cape Talk listeners and other members of law enforcement and people in the city. The car was then abandoned, and thankfully that child, that baby, was reunited with their mother. Similarly, in this case, this young child was also reunited by his mom. Sergeant Jeremiah Naidu joins me. He's the ops commander at Gordons Bay SAPS.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolato
on Cape Talk.
Sergeant Naidu, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been a full week since that very frightening day. Well, I imagine every day is frightening for SAPS. Tell us a little bit about how everything played out.
Okay, very good morning to you, and thank you for the opportunity. On Friday, the 6th of May, Gordons Bay SAPS and the Metro K9 unit were on our way to execute search warrants. And we were informed by Gordons Bay Security, Mr. Haynes Duval, and Security Officer Swartz that a vehicle was hijacked in Krabbo with a child in the vehicle. We then left the station immediately, and we set up an operation on the R44. Myself and Gordons Bay Security as well, we stood down there while Mr. Haynes Duval drove through and tried to locate the vehicle because he was in an unmarked vehicle. So he drove around and he followed the vehicle and gave us information as to how far the vehicle is from Gordons Bay. We then got ready for the vehicle to approach. Once it approached the bend, I then drove the vehicle and our state vehicle and parked in front of the vehicle, blocking it off. And that is when myself and two other members of Gordons Bay Security apprehended the suspect, and Mr. Haynes Duval got the child back safely.
That's incredible. I mean, I imagine there are lots of stories of this kind of heroism within Gordons Bay SAPS, but, you know, just is that a regular occurrence that you would send out an unmarked car to help you with surveillance or, you know, detecting a person, or did that officer happen to be in the area?
No, Mr. Haynes Duval of Gordons Bay Security and Gordons Bay SAPS work very well hand in hand. So whenever we do have crisis on our hands, we usually work like a well-oiled machine, and we 90% of the time get the person that we're looking for.
Talk to us about the assailant. It was a 27-year-old man who was arrested. Was he working alone or in cahoots with others?
He was working alone, the 27-year-old male. He was working alone. What happened was, the vehicle was picking up children, so it was not actually a hijacking, which we found out later on. The gentleman that was picking up children left the vehicle idling and went to fetch another child to put them in the vehicle when this assailant jumped in and drove the vehicle with the child away.
Left the vehicle idling sort of on the side of a street or in a parking lot?
It was right next to the school.
What's the lesson here, Sergeant Naidu?
Yes, the lesson is don't leave your vehicle idling.
Quite. Okay. Sergeant, I mean, I'm sure people are on high alert. The young child has been reunited with their parents, I hope.
Yes, no, definitely. On the same day.
I mean, I imagine.
Very, 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 very traumatized. Very, very traumatized with this whole ordeal because, I mean, he's such a young boy. And for him to go through this experience, I'm sure he will need a lot of trauma counseling for a long time.
I imagine so. Just for us listening, parents who are listening, and of course this wasn't a mishap due to any parent's behavior. We know that, you know, don't leave a vehicle idling, particularly with a child inside it.
Yes.
And but any other tips that you might want to give to listeners about the likelihood of this opportunistic crime that obviously is on the rise?
Yes, I would say that people just need to be more careful as parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, especially with our kids. There are a lot of predators out there, so we need to at least take a little bit more precautions. Don't ever leave your child in the car, even if it's for a few minutes, stopping at a shop or running in here. We've learned in past experiences what can happen. So I would encourage everyone to just be on high alert. And as of the 29th of May to the 5th of June is Child Protection Week, which we will be having campaign awarenesses in Gordon's Bay in the various schools, as well as teaching parents and also teaching safety to kids, like stranger danger and no-touch areas. So, yeah, we would encourage people to just be a little bit more alert.
Certainly so. Thank you so much, Sergeant Jeremiah Naidoo, Operations Commander in Gordon's Bay SAPS. Thank you, and thanks for the work that you do. All right.